Is this the afternoon program? It's a Monday afternoon, and as a result of that, we start going through what's been happening on the weekend. I hope you had a great weekend, whatever it is that you were up to. I know I did. Plenty of time with the family, plenty of work as well. Lots of NRLW yesterday, a bit of NRL on Saturday night, and of course NRL Nation on Friday night for that big win, the Parramatta Eels over the Canberra Raiders. So let's get stuck into it. G'day, afternooners. Thanks for tuning in. However you are listening, SEN welcomes you to our very broad house of worship. Remember, if you are looking to buy Bitcoin, do it. Choose independentreserve.com. North of the border, SENQ 693 AM, SEN Gold Coast 1620, SEN Sydney 1170. Download the SEN app to listen to this. Rami Hayder, the NRL economist, coming up very shortly. We'll find out who's been running hot for Ream over the course of the weekend. Zach Bailey from Channel 9 will be along to have a chat. Afternoons Amplified and a score update with Coach K. Laurie Horish to go through week two of the National Football League. We have live football at the moment. And then we'll have Trent Thomas from Media Week. Tristan Merlihan's a regular. He'll be here on the Monday as well. The 12 o'clock, the 1 o'clock and the 2 o'clock flock in earnest. So give us a call, 1300 01 1170. Get us on that text line as well, 0457 736 736. Best contribution across that gets the $100 cash. The sounds of the game survives, and then of course we dive into the text line, and we do that for sbsfence.com.au. So what do we make of the weekend? All right, but first up, we've got to do this. Thank you, Ed, and the team. Yeah, we did see things a whole lot clearer. I must admit, I was very bullish about the Canberra Raiders beating the Parramatta Eels on Friday night. Mitch Moses, well, Ricky Stewart said, are you going to be the money man? He sure is. Brad Arthur gets his side into a prelim. That's foreign territory for the Parramatta Eels. We spoke yesterday to the general manager of rugby league at the Eels, Mark O'Neill. We'll get his thoughts on the review that has taken place, but the only review you could say at this point is that Brad Arthur's done very well and that he'll be a lock to be coach next year and beyond. So the prelim is against the Cowboys, obviously up there on Friday night. Here's what I want to go through with you in regards to Townsville on Friday night. Expected temperature, 29 degrees. It does drop. It drops. It drops after 8 p.m. You know what it drops down to? Based on our data research that we've done here in the afternoons program, Coach K and I in the laboratory together, you know what it drops down to? By 1 degree. It'll be 28 degrees when kickoff takes place up there at Townsville on Friday night. Have a look at the minutes that the Parramatta forward pack got out over the course of that game on Friday. 60 minutes to Regan Campbell-Gillard, 52 to Junior Barlow, 56 to Ryan Madison, 46 to Murata Niokura. Spent half of those nearly in the centres. Oregon Kafusi, 37. And then you've got this strange situation of what Brad Arthur's doing with his bench. Jake Arthur, 14 minutes. And Makahesi Makatoa, 13 minutes. So out you go against the Cowboys side that is used to training and playing up in the conditions that will present themselves on Friday. And you've got to go up there and get it done against the Cowboys. There are so many reasons why things are set in place for the Cowboys for this game. That's just another one. The other thing to come out of that, I mentioned it earlier on Matty White's program, how is it that Jack Whiten does not get a charge for the head slam? Did we not see a head slam from Jared Hargreaves the week before? That mean he's going to be out for 3 weeks, three games of the Rugby League World Cup. I think Jack Whiten would be a tourist with the Kangaroos. So what? That was a shocker. That was a howler in my mind. I do want to make mention of the fact that Xavier Savage scored one of the great semi-final tries. There wasn't much to be positive about for the Raiders on Friday night, but that that was something. He didn't have a really happy night, but he scored a try that probably only Xavier Savage could score. Always noise around what's happening at the Eels. We mentioned we had Mark O'Neill on the program yesterday. The NRLW was up there in Gosford. Mark was there in his role with the NRLW team for the Parramatta Eels, who got through to the semi-finals on the back of their 28 points to 16 over the Broncos. Here's what he had to say about the review that has taken place at the Eels as of last week.
Yeah, it's about our pathways where, you know, we're trying to improve like every club in every area of the business. And that's one thing I love about the Eels from top to bottom. And you've seen part of the work that we've done with the NRLW, who was a pathways review and without any, the scope had nothing to do with the NRL. So we'll be working through that, but nothing will distract us from the job that we've got at hand. And that is a big task up at Friday at up there in Townsville.
In 29-degree heat, so Mark O'Neill there. So all this review that was going on, absolutely nothing to do with the National Rugby League. Basically, looking at how they can do it better. They've got a huge nursery out there, Parramatta, probably second only to, well, the Warriors, but second only to the Penrith Panthers in the Sydney region, and yet probably haven't had the players coming through that they would have liked to over the course of the last few years. So no problem with the Eels doing that. All right, let's get to Saturday night. Jason Demetrio would have been ecstatic with the way his team won. They didn't play that well, which says a lot about how the Sharks played, who were there or thereabouts, by the way, the Sharks. They just couldn't quite get it right. I don't think the South Sydney Rabbitohs played that well. They need to improve if they're to beat the Penrith Panthers, no doubt about that. Let's hear from their coach post-match.
To be honest, we know how tough a job we've got ahead of us now, and I was pretty pleased as a coach to see how they were flipping their mind straight to the task that's coming up next week. But, yeah, really proud of their effort. I thought defensively we're outstanding again tonight, and that'll be important next week. Keep saying it, it's all about the 80 minutes. I think it's our fourth or fifth prelim in a row, so that's a huge rap to our board and our club in general for consistently being able to put a team out there that can achieve that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Fifth prelim in a row. So Anthony Seibold got them there once. Wayne Bennett got them there three times. In fact, got them to the grand final. And now Jason Demetrio has done it as well. We talked about it last week. Get the extension and probably extend that. I think he thoroughly deserves it. He's got a player there in Latrell Mitchell who is playing superbly. Apparently they're going to be motivated by this. This is Viliami Kikau last year. Okay, so that's him in his post-grand final celebration. So I thought I was a bad singer. I thought Fijians were supposed to be good singers. But anyway, that's Viliami singing there. So, you know, apparently, Rabbitohs supporters haven't forgotten that. Oh, they're upset with Viliami. Can I give you a little bit of advice, South Sydney Rabbitohs players, in particular Lachlan Ilias? So Lachlan Ilias, round 25, difficulty with Angus Crichton, caught out a couple of times. You could almost say three tries directly lead from poor defence from Lachlan Ilias. He gets it right in the first week of the finals, defends much better. And then a game on Saturday, he defended really well. I will say this. Defending Wade Graham is very different to defending Viliami Kikau. In the words of the great Phil Gould, who used to tell us, annoy Ricky Stewart as much as you can, but whatever you do when it comes to Laurie Daly, don't wake the giant. I'm not sure he's asleep, Viliami, but South Sydney and the South Sydney players, don't wake the giant. Because Lachlan Ilias is going to be drawn into a one-on-one situation by Jerome Luai, who's got this charging 122-kilogram Fijian straight at the little spot defender, Lachlan Ilias, in the line. Do not wake the giant, South Sydney Rabbitohs. Speaking of the Rabbitohs, Damien Cook is refusing to let his duel with Penrith's Api Korosau for the World Cup berth distract him from helping the Rabbitohs win. Does anyone else have Damien Cook picked in their Kangaroo squad? I've got Harry Grant and Ben Hunt definitely going. Api Korosau, probably not. Damien Cook, do you take another one? Probably not. I wouldn't have thought. Anyway, we'll just have to wait and see what the selection panel of Mal Meninga, Darren Lockyer, Laurie Daly and Peter Volandis come up with. We will watch that space with interest. Brandon Smith, there's another hooker who was Was he given the cold shoulder treatment by Craig Bellamy? He was lauding some of the other players down there that were finishing up with the Storm, Felice Kaufusi, Jesse Bromwich and Kenny Bromwich. Special thanks from Bellamy, named after the game that they lost against the Canberra Raiders. Brandon Smith not named. Brandon Smith, this is a report out of the Sydney Morning Herald. I wonder, deliberate from Craig Bellamy? I tell you what, it wasn't an accident. I would say that for sure. Getting away from rugby league, congratulations to Cam Smith. He's won his second tournament of LIV Golf. He's held off Dustin Johnson and Peter Julian down the stretch to clinch the Chicago Invitational. Let's have a listen to Cam Smith after the victory.
To win so early in your LIV career, and judging by the reaction, this is a big moment for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I had to prove to probably myself and some other people that I'm still a great player. You know, I'm still out here to win golf tournaments, and I'm proud of how I hung in there today. Didn't really have my best stuff, I think, the first 8 or 9 holes, but stuck it tough and made a few good putts coming in. It was nice.
Cam Smith there. I think I had to prove to myself and some other people that I'm a great player, that I'm out there to win golf tournaments. Big shout out to you, Tiger Woods, who basically said, if you sign that contract and go over there, why would you even practice? Well, Cam Smith's saying you exactly why. So I want to take you through the leaderboards of the two events that were held over the course of the weekend. So you tell me which is the most entertaining, which one holds the most interest for you. So we've got Cam Smith, Peter Julian, Dustin Johnson, Sergio Garcia, Joachim Niemann, Louis Oosthuizen, Charles Schwartzel, Phil Mickelson, Chase Koepka, and Bryson DeChambeau. That's the top 10 finish. Now listen to this top 10 finish. Let me tell you who's making a switch on the telly in the middle of the night out of these guys. Max Homer, Danny Willett, Taylor Montgomery, Byung-Hun An, Justin Lower, Nick Taylor, Ricky Fowler, Sahith Theegala, Brendan Todd, Harris Inglis, and David Thompson. The first group, headed by Cam Smith, is the LIV leaderboard. The second group, well, that's the PGA leaderboard from the Fortinet Championships that were played in Napa, California. You can't tell me that that LIV leaderboard is far more enticing and far more compelling than what you see on the PGA Tour. And a big shout-out to the Sydney Swans, our team here, 14-11-95 against the Collingwood Magpies, 14-10-94. Our man Tommy Papley, who comes in here on a Thursday and does the racing show on SEN Track. Well, he kicked the crucial goal in that final quarter. A bit of controversy around that, but that's all good. And they're through to the grand final against the Geelong Cats, who are very favoured to win that. But that's some of the things that's been happening over the course of the weekend. The other thing I want to ask you before I go, should Brad Arthur have been taking Mitchell Moses from the field? He was off the field with a head injury assessment. By the time he was ready to come back, there was no damage on the scoreboard. Jake Arthur had been on there for 14 minutes. There was 15 minutes remaining in the game. Everyone to a man on NRL Nation, I'm talking about Anthony Seibold, Brett Camorley, and Scotty Sattler, couldn't believe that Brad Arthur was putting him back onto the field. I couldn't believe it either. They dodged a bullet. He's fit and ready to go. I thought that was a howler from a coaching point of view from Brad Arthur. The other thing I want you to help me with is this on 1300 01 1170, and get us on the text line as well, 0457 736 736. How do we make live attendance at the National Rugby League more compelling? I'll tell you what I got in 2 hours of waiting out there at Allianz Stadium on Saturday night. So I got there with the general manager of football and his little offsider on Saturday night. We got there at our seats at about 10 past six. We had just shy of 2 hours before kickoff. You know when the first piece of quote-unquote entertainment came on for us? It was when there was a cheerleading performance about 5 minutes before the game. We had an hour and 45 minutes where there was a DJ for a little while, but basically nothing happened. How do we make live attendance at footy more compelling? Because I tell you what, I was nearly as bored as the boys on Saturday night. 1300 01 1170, the text line 0457 736 736. $100 cash up for grabs, courtesy of TopSport. All right, we better get to a break. After the break, we're back. We're speaking with Rami Hayder, the NRL economist.
If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.